This is a further response to Simon SM2N's latest update on his Biogram 1200 turntable, where he needed a new belt, new drive belt for the turntable. Simon, yes, I know you're saying now that with the new belt you have speed problems. Now, I take it that within reason, accepting the wound flutter that you were experiencing, that the speeds, both the 33 1/3 and the 45 RPM, were fairly consistent at least. And now you've put a brand new drive belt in there, and your 45 is not getting up to speed, and your 33 is fast. Is that correct? Did I read it right? And if you set the 45 to the correct speed, you're saying that the 33 1/3 is running around 30. Well, that is confusing, because basically what you should have seen was a uniform change in speeds with the new belt. In other words, if you had them set up, then you should either have seen an increase in speed on both the 45 and 33 1/3, or you should have seen a decrease in speed in both, but not what you're experiencing. That sounds totally wrong to me. And since you've changed no other parameter within the problem, then in other words, the speed of the motor should be consistent, and everything else should be consistent. And I just can't understand how you're now getting that kind of variation in speeds. The only thing I can think of is that the new belt is not sitting exactly where the old belt sat, on the turntable, on the idler, on the tapered cone, on the drive, on the spindle of the motor. But even that, that's totally confusing me now, how you're now getting that kind of differences. I would, at the moment, to be honest with you, I wouldn't bother the reference LP, although I would say get it anyway because you're going to need it. But you don't need it at this particular time because that is not going to help set up the problem you have with speeds. I think you're going to have to delve further into this and try and find out. You really need to get both those speeds pretty much bang on. I'm not sure, I'm no expert whatsoever on biograms. It sounds a kind of complex setup to do it. I mean, on mine's, which is a Riga 324, it's simply a matter of there are two little pulleys, the idler pulley, in other words. And I just, with my pinky, I can flick it from one pulley to the other pulley. That changes the speed. There's no tapered cone. There's nothing to form grooves that hasn't already got a design groove in it. And so that's fairly simple. But of course, that doesn't help your problem. But I just find it hard to figure out how you're now getting that kind of speed differences between both. It should have been a uniform change on both speeds, but good luck. I will endeavour on my side to have a look and see if I can find some inference to that particular problem now on the internet and to get back to you, but hopefully you may be able to solve the problem on your own by footering about with the guts. And hopefully you'll get that solved. But you needed a new drive belt anyway, that is absolutely for sure. You did need it. So that's first stage. Now, the next stage. Good luck, Simon. This mission, should you accept it, of course. Bye for now.